Welcome to your weekly Salem History Moment. This program is brought to you by your local Salem Historic Landmarks Commission and focuses on the people, places, and events in Salem's past. This is Kimberly Fitzgerald. Nell Sykes was a Salem teacher. She lived here in Salem during the 1920s, and she was a home economics teacher in the Salem Public Schools. And she did something really interesting. She served in the American Red Cross Commission as a dietitian to Siberia between 1918 and 1920. Back in 2022, I was researching another project on the Library of Congress prints and photographs at their online catalog, and I came across a photograph of Nell from April 10th, 1920, in their American Red Cross photograph collection. Then, as now, my thoughts had been on the people of Russia and the Ukraine, and I was really intrigued and wanted to learn more both about Nell's life and the program that she worked with there with the American Red Cross in Russia at that time. I discovered a wonderful feature article written by Julia Irwin from the History Department at the University of South Florida, and she's provided a really great overview of this topic. I'm going to share some of this article with you today. Irwin writes that in January 2009, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton stood before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee during her confirmation hearing for the post of Secretary of State. Time and again, Clinton affirmed her belief that the U.S. national security depends on balancing three Ds: diplomacy, development, and defense. In order to protect and defend the United States of America, to advance our interests, and to further our values, she stressed, we have to have all three of these elements in our power working together in concert. In proclaiming a commitment to development, Clinton was attempting to set herself apart from her immediate predecessors in the State Department, whom she criticized for their failure to devote ample resources to foreign aid and assistance. Her multidimensional approach, however, was by no means a novel strategy of U.S. global engagement. 90 years earlier, in fact, American policymakers were just as aware of the importance of each of these elements to their nation's relations with the world. The winter of 1919 found the United States knee-deep in the intervention in Russia's civil war. 2 years earlier, on November 7, 1917, Vladimir Lenin had led a successful armed coup in Petrograd, declaring Bolshevik control of Russia and sparking a protracted battle for control of the country. U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, along with many American citizens, deplored this new radical phase of the Russian Revolution and threw their firm support behind the anti-Bolshevik factions. In the summer of 1918, the United States joined Britain, France, Japan, and Italy in sending armed forces to Russia, a military commitment made for a number of reasons, but especially to sway the outcome of the Civil War against the Bolshevik government and to aid Czechoslovakian forces, which were then stuck in Siberia. This represented one of the most important U.S. foreign relations issues of the early post-World War I period. United States President Woodrow Wilson sent an American expeditionary force of almost 8,000 American troops to Siberia from August 1918 to April 1920. His goal was to protect the Trans-Siberian Railroad and rescue 40,000 men from the Czechoslovakian Legion. Another force of 5,000 soldiers, known as the Polar Bear Expedition, were sent to Archangel Russia. The Wilson administration also recognized that both Russian soldiers and civilians were suffering from malnourishment, poor living conditions, and illness. They believed that by providing humanitarian aid and relief, the U.S. government could win the hearts and minds of the Russian people and counteract the influence of the Bolshevik government during their civil war. When the United States wishes to provide humanitarian aid today, well, until recently, it would typically do so through our USAID organization or through support of international agencies like the World Health Organization. But in the period between 1918 and 1920, there was no such global relief infrastructure. But the American Cross did exist, and they did have an infrastructure to help. The Red Cross had been established in 1881, and it was formalized initially by the Geneva Convention and Congress, and it was at the time the only official volunteer aid department of the United States. And it was in times of war and natural disaster that they were the most active. During the First World War, the Red Cross had served as the primary organization for humanitarian relief, especially in the European countries most hard hit by the war. Therefore, when the Wilson administration decided to provide humanitarian aid as well as troops, they asked the American Red Cross to send their workers to provide aid and support as well. In the late summer of 1918, two groups from the American Red Cross arrived in Russia. The first, the Commission to North Russia, was based in Archangel, and they focused their relief efforts for U.S. soldiers who were suffering from the effects of sub-zero temperatures and malnutrition. The second group, the Commission to Siberia, was the group that Nell Sykes was a part of. This was a group of over 500 American doctors, nurses, dietitians, and other volunteers under the command of an American physician who carried out relief work along the entire 4,100-mile stretch of the Trans-Siberian Railway. They distributed medical supplies, food, and clothing throughout the Siberian countryside. They offered nursing education classes and even established local farms, housing, and schools for Russian civilians, and they especially focused on supporting children who had been orphaned during the war. Upon their arrival, they realized that typhus was posing one of the greatest health problems facing Civil War Russia at the time. So they established a mobile treatment clinic to carry out a major anti-typhus campaign for both soldiers and civilians all along the Trans-Siberian Railway. On the front page of the February 28, 1920 Oregon Statesman was an article titled "Salem Girl Tells Story of Overseas." And this was the story where Nell Sykes described her experience serving in the Red Cross as part of their commission to Siberia for almost a year. She had enlisted in June 1919, and on the 19th of that month, she described sailing to Russia from Seattle, and she described it as a grand experience. Nell was a graduate of Oregon State University, and she had taught home economics for Salem schools for several years before serving with the Red Cross. After being deployed, she served as a dietitian in the Red Cross and had under her care more than 300 refugee children brought from Moscow and Petrograd, where typhus and cholera were claiming thousands. Ms. Sykes stated, "These children, robbed of mother's care and deprived of sufficient nourishment, were given the personal attention of our Corps and later returned to the land of their nativity, healthy in body and sound in mind." When Nell returned to Salem, she returned to teaching, and then she married in 1922. She lived in Salem until 1965 and raised two children here. She passed away in 1975 at the age of 87 with four grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. To see a photograph of Nell during her time in Siberia, please visit the Library of Congress at loc.gov and search their online photo collection. Thanks for joining us for a Salem History Moment. For more information about Salem's Historic Landmarks Commission and our Historic Preservation Program, please visit cityofsalem.net.